Hachette Audio presents Knit Together, written by Debbie Maycomber and read by Sonia Lonsner.
Created for purpose. Before you were born, before you knew the world and the world knew you, there was only one, the Creator, who knew you in your most basic form. Even then he had a relationship with you, growing within the quiet shadows of your mother's womb, blocked from even her eyes. God watched you, marveling as your fingernails formed and your eyelashes fluttered, and the tiny corners of your mouth turned up in pleasure as you discovered your miniature thumb for the very first time. You were his design, his pattern, and you were beautiful to him. From the moment each of us is created, God has a purpose for us. We don't necessarily know what it looks like at first, but we can be sure it's there, somewhere inside us. For a long time, I wondered what my purpose was. I knew I loved being a mother, and I knew I loved writing. But a writing career seemed to be something achievable only in my dreams. Certainly not in real life for a 29-year-old housewife and mother of four. When I think about what it means to be created by God for a purpose, my thoughts turn to Psalm 139. It is one of my favorite passages of the Bible because it combines two of my favorite things, knitting and the understanding of God's call on my life. We were knit together in our mother's wombs, Psalm 139:13. We have been searched and known by the greatest designer in the universe, Psalm 139:1. We were designed for something special. I believe that something special is reflected in the strong desires God puts in our hearts, through our dreams, through our passions, and through the things that bring us joy. It's through those things that we can discover what our purpose is, when we see for ourselves the pattern He's made for us and the dreams He's knitted together for us to live out. I hope you'll go on an amazing adventure with me as we discover the pattern God has for each of us when it comes to our purpose, our achievements, and so many other pieces that make up this fitted and well-worn garment we call life. Finding purpose in humble beginnings. 25 years ago, I could not have imagined myself writing a book about realizing your dreams. I'm sure no one else could have imagined my writing one either. I come from humble beginnings. All four of my grandparents were German-speaking Russian immigrants. My father didn't...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?